Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm John Brown, editorial writer here at Stockhouse Media. Welcome to the Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where we help listeners and investors learn more about opportunities in emerging markets. There has never been a better time to be part of the streaming wars, either as a viewer, contributor, or investor. As more people turn to streaming content, providers like Netflix, Disney, and Apple are seeing their share prices increase, with even more heavyweight contenders like NBC Universal and Warner Media joining the fray later this year. Netflix, the pioneer of it all, recently crushed growth targets internationally in Q4 2019, but the emergence of Disney Plus helped take a chunk out of its U.S. growth. That's the story of the big name players, but what about the companies producing content who are poised to benefit from this battle, effectively supplying this digital arms race for all the platforms? There's a massive opportunity to invest in companies that provide content to meet this incredible demand. That brings us today to meet Thunderbird Entertainment, a Canadian media company with projects such as Discovery Channel's top-rated Highway Through Hell, Canadian Screen Award-winning Kim's Convenience for CBC and Netflix, the animated Emmy-winning series Beat Bugs for Netflix, and The Last Kids on Earth, based on the best-selling series. Thunderbird recently reported strong revenues, the majority of its quarter-over-quarter increase related to growth in its animation division. I'm here in the Stockhouse studio, on the line, joined by Thunderbird's Chief Executive Officer, Jennifer Twiner McCarron, to talk more about how the company is thriving during these times. So, Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Your company is in a unique position as a content provider to multiple major streaming distributors. So you can just start us off by telling us more about your numerous offerings.
Absolutely. John, thank you for having me today. Yes, it's never been a better time to be creating content. We've got at the company a significant family division, a factual division, which does shows like Highway Through Hell, and then the scripted division, which you'll know from Kim's Convenience. And right now, there's so many buyers. It's luxurious. We all remember the days when, you know, as it pertains to the kids and family division, you were sort of vying for a slot on the coveted Saturday morning cartoons. And now people can watch shows, stream them on any device at any time, anywhere. And, you know, when we deliver a show to a company like Netflix or Disney, it drops in 190 countries in 40 different languages. And so the reach is tremendous and the buyers are tremendous. And so we are continuing to focus on providing only the highest quality content because we really feel like in a day and age where there's so much content for consumers to wade through, that only the highest quality content will stand out.
So things have changed quite a bit over the years. How long has Thunderbird been around, and how have you seen things change among streaming content providers over this time?
So Thunderbird, the entity, has been around for 14 years. The kids and family division, Atomic Cartoons, has been around for over 20 years. It's amazing as the technology has changed. If you think back to 2010, that was the year, you know, when the Olympics happened here in BC, the year the iPad was just coming out. It doesn't even seem that long ago. But how people have consumed content changes. Now, you know, we deal with companies like Apple. Everybody has an iPhone in their pocket, and now there's sort of an icon you can click and watch anytime. And any show anytime, and it's continuing to evolve with the advent of 5G coming online, you know, from 3G, really streaming content quickly. The best analogy, a garden hose to a fire hose, in terms of how quickly you'll be able to access, you'll be able to download a movie in about 30 seconds. So it is a luxury of time to be doing what we're doing, being a Canadian company that has access to great talent, great government support mechanisms like the tax credit system, and having relationships with all of the streamers that are established. And, you know, the Netflix held the market for so long, but the new players in the space aren't startups. You know, people giving them a run for their money are Disney and Apple and NBC, and these people are getting into it because it's clearly, you know, enticing and you know, financially beneficial space to be in.
Another interesting part of your business is that you can leverage your internally generated cash from your factual and scripted productions that you're telling us about to grow your animation division, which is emerging and already seeing success. So these two divisions seem so very different from how they execute. Will they both grow independently, side by side?
Absolutely. You know, the factual division run by Mark Miller, who's also president of Thunderbird, extremely well. They deliver, you know, a lot of shows to Discovery and just recently hired to Callers on CBC. Really strong business model, really high quality, known for authentic programs where it's different than reality. Factual is more of a documentary style of making. In fact, most of the talent at in that division are journalists. And without going into debt, we've been able to fund the of the animation division, which is terrific because that is something that our company also uniquely offers as can, you know, we are debt free. And so we're managing a ton of organic growth without taking on a ton of debt. And it's successfully transitioned the animation division, the kids and family, from being mostly service into IP. We've increasing presence in Los Angeles. And we've done so without taking on a ton of debt.
IP is very valuable to a company like yours, and you've seen growth in that animation division, increasing $2.7 million to $17.1 million over Q1. How do you expect the revenues to grow even further?
They'll continue to grow, continue to under-promise and over-deliver. But we're in a great position with kids and family where a lot of the streamers, which I know is part of what your audience is interested in, kids and family is what they all call the ticket division, because if people you know, have kids and they're addicted to Beat Bugs or Paw Patrol, you know, we do a lot of work with Spin Master, great partners to us. People are less likely to subscribe for something interesting than unsubscribe if they've got family shows they like. You know, kids shows they're into. Part of Amazon's strategy is to increase family viewing around the actual side of things, seeing that that's great sort of content that the family likes to gather around and watch together. And so keeping areas healthy is key to them. So, you know, we're at a time where we can be lucky enough to be choosy about what we're doing and just focusing on high quality, high brands that are, you know, building franchises, long-lasting. A great article was recently in Fast Company about Last Kids called Book to Billion Dollar Franchise. And, you know, we're doing this in a very low-risk way and possibly very high reward.
Now, speaking of renewals, in your factual division, five of Thunderbird series were renewed in 2019. Will there be more new programs added to the lineup along with them?
Absolutely. It's an unbelievable model. That Great Pacific, which is the factual division of Thunderbird, has created highly successful series with you know, incredible renewals in the Canadian space, and they also air on the streamers as well, and also a lot of the apps, the Weather Channel and whatnot, the weather apps. So it's really expect more renewals when we choose you know, IP to get behind. We look for, you know, is it new? Is it a format that can transport? Is it authentic? Is it something that audiences are going to resonate not only with in 2020, but, you know, we keep an eye for the next 10 years and beyond. We're about building long-term brands at the company, building franchises, you know, creating ancillary businesses around that IP. For example, Last Kids on Earth, we've had a toy line set up, a video game deal, that's all in the press. And the opportunities from these ancillary businesses to really create tremendous amount of recurring revenue and continued long-term value for the company, it's
Now, traditionally, studios, they would gear the production towards TV networks, but this conversation is dominated by streaming companies more and more. Some TV networks are adapting their business to focus more on streaming. Do you see that as being true? Where do you see this industry heading in that sense?
Well, I think people want to put content where people's eyeballs are. I think recently, however, though, it's shown that, cable subscriptions have sort of stabilized, if not gone up a bit. I think the main message is that in today's day and age, people will be able to make content work for them. I'm going to subscribe to this channel or this app. This is how I want to cater my content viewing. And I think that's what we'll see. It'll become a more personalized experience for people, with not just sort of even 10, 15 years ago, you just walk and turn the TV on and flip through your channels. Well, that's all gone. What's of interest to me? What do I want to, enrich my content time? And so I think cable's still very much here to stay. We see a lot of great business at Great Pacific through cable, tremendous success and really high ratings that are all publicly accessible. Highway Through Hell just had its 100th episode. That's a tremendous size. It's unbelievable. And, so again, I think there's room for both players. Will it condense over the next 3 to 5 years? Probably. But it's not going away. Even in times of recession, which people ask me about, well, what happens when this bubble bursts? I say, well, content does well in recession. It's, my dad used to run Robinhood Multifoods, and he would always say that people stayed home and baked, so flour would do well and watch TV. So they're too recession-proof.
It sounds like you definitely capitalized on a market that is here to stay, and you've got access to many different verticals across the entire industry. So finally, with your Ottawa and Vancouver studios both ramping up production, can you run us through the kind of growth and development plans you have for the rest of the year and what people can expect both from your established franchises that are doing well and some of the new things coming out?
Absolutely. So, the Ottawa studio, we've got capacity for 150 people now. That's just after being in Ottawa for a year. That helped us to increase capacity with the incredible talent in that city. Vancouver, on the animation side, we're at around 650. We have an increasing presence in Los Angeles. Combined with our scripted division, which is primarily Kim's Convenience now, and the work going on with Factual, which is always running around 300, 350 as shows get set up. We're over 1,000 employees now at Thunderbird. Our forecasting is leveling that growth. So we're always looking for ways to continue to grow, but in a way that never compromises our talent or quality of the shows that we're producing. But, I'm legally not able to speak to too many of the new shows up unless announced, but stay tuned because there is so much to come.
Of course, have to stay tuned for more.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty excited for what the future of the industry has to offer and what you've got coming out to support it, and also the growth with your company as well.
Thank you so much, John. Yeah, I think it's this is an exciting Canadian story that is going international. And stay tuned. Welcome.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, thank you so much for your interest, and I look forward to following the story with you.
That was Jennifer Twiner McCarron, Chief Executive Officer of Thunderbird Entertainment, a Canadian company with an extensive client base of proven and ongoing relationships with some of the industry's biggest streaming giants. You can find out more about this company at thunderbird.tv.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.